Chapter 8, Critical Dating Mistakes. I've built my practice on strategies to overcome midlife dating challenges. For years, I've worked with women of all ages, and I've noticed patterns in single women's critical dating mistakes. If a single woman is making one of these mistakes, chances are she's making more than a few. It's these mistakes that prevent her from having a fulfilling, healthy, and loving relationship she's looking for. We women in our 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s grew up with a mindset that didn't exactly serve us in fulfilling relationships. Change is possible. As long as we're living and breathing, we have a right to wish for and find the ultimate relationship of our dreams. Let's get started on eliminating these critical dating mistakes. Dating mistake number one, not being clear on the kind of man you're looking for and the kind of relationship you want. I've covered this in an earlier chapter, but I'm so adamant about the importance of this exercise, it warrants mentioning again. It's without a doubt one of the most critical dating mistakes you can ever make. Dating mistake number two, wasting time with a man who won't commit. It's another mistake I wrote about earlier, and I want to touch upon it again. You're with a man you'd like to remain with, and you question where you stand. You've made yourself clear in the beginning, you're looking for a committed relationship. And yet the relationship is going nowhere, and he seems to be content with it as it is. Did he tell you he was looking for the same? If he did, and things aren't progressing, you're wondering why. Asking him may not get you very far. He may not know it himself, or he may just like the way the relationship is going and doesn't care to change it. What I'm about to suggest involves risk, and it will take courage. It does work, and I've known women who have done it. Tell your man you're unhappy with the situation as it is. Tell him your goal from the beginning was to have a committed relationship. It's apparent that you're not on the same page. I want you to know that I'll start dating others again. I'll be seeing less of you. Or if you prefer, we'll just part company with no hard feelings. Now the ball is in his court. You're not giving him an ultimatum. You're just letting him know the way that the relationship is going is not agreeable with you, and you're moving on. At this point, I hope you're not living together. If you are, whoever has moved must move out. If you're living in his space, it's the last thing you want to do. But you must be willing to take this all the way for it to be effective. It's one of the big reasons I encourage couples not to share their living spaces with one another until there is a solid commitment. If he comes back and gives you what you want, he simply needed to be reminded of how important you are to him. He's not going to risk losing you. If he doesn't want to give you what you want, he's not ready for a long-term relationship or doesn't want to make the commitment. And it's best you accept it and move on. Value yourself and hold out for the man who will want to take you off the market and have you all to himself forever. Dating mistake number three, overgiving. I've known so many women who overgive. I've been one of those women myself. We do too much, and we do whatever we can for that man. We get on a plane every weekend to see him. We pick up the dinner tab. We buy the groceries and drop them off at his apartment. We make his doctor appointments for him. We bake a pie and leave it at his back door. If he says he needs something from the hardware store, we tell him we'll pick it up for him. We do his laundry. We clean his house. And all the while, we can't understand why he's not interested in us when we do everything for him. But the fact that we're doing everything for him is the very reason he's not interested. To a man, an overgiver comes across as a mother. He doesn't need another mother. He's not interested in dating or being intimate with a mother figure. Are you an overgiver? Make a list of all the times you did too much for the guys you were dating or only just met. Do you resonate with anything I've mentioned above? What have you done in the past? Trust me when I tell you, the less you do for a man, the more he'll do for you. The more he'll respect you and the more he'll be interested in you, it works like magic. A woman who overgives is the woman who believes the more she does for the man, the more he'll love her and want to be with her. She sincerely wants to take care of him. It's not a healthy way to function in a relationship, and it'll never get you the very thing you're doing it for, and that's to be loved and accepted. Dating mistake number 4, taking charge. This mistake is the opposite of being an overgiver. The only difference between taking charge and overgiving is the motive behind the behavior. When you're taking charge, you're in control. You decide where to go to dinner. You plan for the weekend. You're making all the decisions for the two of you. Some women will do this on the very first date and then wonder why the man wasn't interested. Again, trust me on this. You have to allow the man to be in charge. Let him make the weekend plans. Let him decide on the restaurant. Let him choose where to meet for the first date. Allow him to be a man, and allow yourself to be a woman that a man can look out for and take care of. Dating mistake number 5, failure to know the important things about a man. I never cease to be amazed when speaking with women how little they do know about the men they're dating and are in a relationship with. They fail to dig deep and learn what makes a man tick. Most women are afraid to ask the hard questions. They're afraid that by asking too much, they'll drive the man off. If your questions do drive him off, good. There's something he doesn't want you to know or is hiding from you. On the other hand, the better you know a man, the faster you'll learn he may not be the one for you. You don't need to be an interrogator with a long list of questions. Do this in casual conversations you have with one another on your dates. Ask him about his childhood. What was great about it? Ask him about the people in his life. Who has influenced him? What's his favorite food? What traveling has he done? And what has he learned from it? Be interested in him. He'll love you for it, because now you stand out from the rest. Dating mistake number 6, settling. Of all the mistakes women make, this one saddens me the most. I've known many women who settle for less than what they want in a relationship because they're afraid nothing better will ever come along. These women lack self-love and feel they don't deserve better, so they settle for what they can get. I've known women who have wanted a man, any man, and took whatever man wanted to have them. I encourage you to establish standards and to never lower them. One day there will be a man who will meet these standards. You're worthy of having the man of your dreams and a man who will cherish and adore you. Never settle. Dating mistake number 7, have a negative dating mindset. I hear the negative beliefs women have about men. It's precisely this kind of a negative mindset that will attract you the jerks and the disappointing dates. Unless you change your beliefs. We've talked about this in an earlier chapter, but it's worth repeating. Beliefs are powerful. I want to reiterate how to work at establishing new beliefs. Take a look at the men in your life, your father, your brothers, your in-laws, your neighbor, the men you do business with. Are they jerks, cheaters, or abusers? Make a list of all the kind, generous, and wonderful men you know. You'll see that not all of them betray, deceive, and disappoint. Most men are good and decent. You just need to give them a chance so they can show you. Yes, there are men who are jerks in every sense of the word, but they're few and far between. Keep in mind, men will treat you as you treat them. If you show up with a contemptible attitude towards men, they will sense it and respond in the same manner. I've always believed that underneath that jerk is a respectable guy. He's looking for love too, but no one has shown him yet how to have it. Dating mistake number 8, failure to recognize red flags. Red flags are a big and important topic. We women are very good at excusing bad behavior in a man we're dating or have an interest in. In one of the next chapters, I'll discuss the ways to recognize the warning signs in the relationship or red flags. A red flag is anything that could become a problem later in a relationship if ignored or denied. Big red flags are excessive drinking, drug use, abusive behavior. They are also among the various red flags that are often denied or ignored. I've only scratched the surface on dating mistakes. I can tell you I've been guilty of all of them before I knew any better. Next, we're going to learn about masculine and feminine energies and what roles they play in dating. If you want dating success, it's important you understand this concept. By the end of the next chapter, you'll be clear on the differences between the two, and you'll be able to recognize which energy you're in and how to shift from one energy to the other.